Welcome to this sample audio clip, which comes from the series entitled Multi-Hull Conversations with Jim Brown. In this segment, I interview Jim about the performance of a newly built Sea Clipper 20 trimaran, which Jim got to sail recently during a trip to Florida. This short MP3 is just a portion of the entire interview, where Jim also talks about updates to his old Sea Runner construction manual, and also the work of sailor-engineer Sam Bradfield, who has accomplished some incredible results with hydrofoils on multi-hulls. You can find out more about this historic audio series at www.outrigmedia.com.
We all showed up at Val Cox's place. He has a typical Florida Keys setting with a sort of a collection of little mobile domiciles.
Wow!
Right on a canal, and I guess he's taking advantage of it already. He has his small trawler yacht tied up right in front of his place, and it's like what you'd expect. It's in a way it's a big slum, you know. There's all of these summer or wintertime escape residences are sort of chock-a-block along these canals in Key Largo, but everybody is very nice. There are a lot of coconuts and flowers, and there was a parrot right across the canal that kept whistling all the time like he was painting the house. And the only trouble was that we all planned to be there for at least a week, and out of 8 days, we only had 2 days that we could go sailing because the weather turned snotty.
Uh-huh.
It blew hard, and I was staying in a tent beside Val's house, and I had to tie the tent down to the house and the fence and stakes and everything because it really blew and rained, but I didn't get wet in the tent. It was okay.
Right.
And the rest of us stayed in Val's house in the trawler or in his school bus. He has a traveling school bus that's fixed up very much in the Ken Kesey vein. Beautiful paint job. He did the same thing for the boat, incidentally, Joe. He painted up the boat in Florida colors. I mean, it's almost like Mexico, you know. It's
wow.
Really a beautiful thing. The boat just turned out to look great. And we did get it in the water. We all got a chance to sail and romp around and the thing, have a big time in it. But for only 2 days out of about 8 altogether that we were around there.
Wow, it's a shame you didn't get more days of sailing in.
Well, we did learn most of what we wanted to learn. For instance, Marples and I were able to determine that there were a couple of things wrong with the boat that we wanted to fix.
Okay.
Primarily, it needs a deeper rudder, needed more rudder control.
Uh-huh.
And that was easy to do. John's already published a sheet to the builders. There are a bunch of builders out there already, and he's already circulated them with the addition of something like 5.5 inches to the length of the rudder.
Okay.
And we learned a couple of other interesting things about the boat. The first thing that we noticed, John and I picked up on it right away, is that the boat seemed to have a very smooth ride. And we figured out why. It's that those swing wing, flat spar, folding cross beams are slightly flexible. Now, we knew they were going to be flexible, but we didn't know that we were going to have this effect. It tends to dampen the usual multi-hull motion. And while the motion of a multi-hull is much less extreme than it is in traditional keel boats, I mean they don't roll and pound like most monohulls in a real chop.
Right.
But if you see a multi-hull out on the horizon, even if it's hull down over the horizon and you can't see the hull, if you can see the mast and sail, it has a characteristic jiggle at the masthead.
Right, right.
The boat sort of has to respond to changes in the surface. And because it's so light, it tends to sort of jiggle around like driving in a lightweight car.
Yeah, but I mean, as John explained to me one time, the platform, you know, you want the platform to be as stiff and stable as possible, you know, in a multi-hull.
Well, we're beginning to change our minds. The platform in the 20-footer does flex, and you can see it flexing. It's not alarming. It's flexing, and we knew it was going to do that. And there is it's not a compromise. It's an advance.
Yeah.
Because the mast and sails do not jiggle around, the wind flow over the foils of the sails has a better chance to steady down and really draw.
Uh-huh.
And I think it explains why the boat turns out to be so darn fast, and even in light airs, for the size of the sail plan. Now, we have to compare everything with everything in a boat. And this boat has a rather conservative sail plan. It uses the Hobie 16 mast and sails, which amounts to an enormous saving for the builder.
Right.
Because those rigs are available used. And Val just happens to have a good friend, a lady friend, who owns a Hobie 16, and so he got his rig from his girlfriend and put it on his trimaran. And it's a conservative sail plan for the boat, but it tends to develop more power than we have any right to expect. We found that in light airs, well, we were very fortunate to have Andy Zimmerman show up with his Windrider 16,
yeah,
which is a somewhat smaller boat than this Sea Clipper 20.
Right.
Rather, Windrider 17. I've got to get that straight.
Okay.
He showed up in the Windrider 17, which has about the same amount of sail area as the Hobie 16.
Yeah.
And Andy was able to more than keep up with the 20 footer in light airs. Particularly because there were only two people on the Windrider, and we had four or five people on the Sea Clipper 20.
Uh-huh.
And so Andy was able to hang with us, you know, and I sailed with Andy on the Windrider so that I could get pictures of the 20-footer sailing. And we were able to put the camera wherever we wanted, so long as it was in very light airs. But when the wind began to blow, We sailed out into the wind. We got out from underneath the land, out there into the open Atlantic, and holy smokes, the 20-footer just walked away.
Really?
Yeah, and it was quite something to see. I mean, I had no idea the boat was going to be able to sail in the it was definitely moving in the low teens. Between, let's say, 10 and 15 knots in a wind that was blowing 10 or 15 knots.
Wow.
So if any time you can get wind speed out of a backyard-built, super simple, super inexpensive boat that's loaded with five people, or four people at that time, I think it was.
Right, right.
That'll sail like that, man. You know, it's a pretty good boat. We were really very pleased.